Did you know, by the way, if you rearrange the letters in Kenny Wayne Shepherd, you get Kanye West without a T and a bunch of other letters left over?
Wow.
And you might even have to add some letters. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Soundography, a crash course in music, one band at a time. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today, we have a man with three names, a three-named man, three-named blues singer. A guy that I think I knew two songs from, and I knew the name, and there was part of me that was thinking, oh yeah, you know, hear that name, and you're thinking, oh yeah, country guy. But no, he's a blues guy, and I didn't connect the song with the name and all that. But anyway, we're doing that today. It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd and the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band.
So you might have been familiar with two songs. I was familiar with more than two, but I also was familiar with a song that I thought was his and wasn't.
Right. That's even the best part, is that it's like, oh, I can't wait to hear that song. Oh, that's a different artist. I feel like I've done that too. So
yeah, that was bad. So I think I bought Leadbetter Heights and Ian Moore's album that came out the same year. They both came out in 85 or 95. And Ian Moore had a song on there called Muddy Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus lived in a ramshackle shack with the fat New Orleans junkie. Charismatic cholo, so some say was born plain lucky. Across the streets, somewhere else in his low cut Eldorado.
Love that song. So right. If you're interested, look up Muddy Jesus by Ian Moore. But he's not Kenny Wayne Shepherd. So we're moving on.
And if you really want it sooner, then become a patron and make us do Ian Moore sooner. And we'll do it more sooner.
We'll do more or less of more.
We'll do more or less of more. But Kenny Wayne Shepherd is an American guitarist and singer that focused much of his career in writing and performing the blues. He was born in 1977, originally from Louisiana. He reported that he started playing guitar seriously when he was 7. He was fascinated with Stevie Ray Vaughan. You can kind of hear that in his music. It's not a surprise to hear that he's a Stevie Ray Vaughan fan.
Yeah.
I think anyway. His self-taught method employed a process of learning one note at a time, playing and rewinding a cassette recorder using a cheap Yamaha wannabe Stratocaster made out of plywood, basically. That's a quote from him, which is great. I mean, what a great way to learn to play music is to do it like, playing and then recording yourself playing and all that stuff. I love that. I love hearing self-taught folks like that.
Self-taught, no lessons, Dad.
What is that? I should know that. That's from something.
You should know that.
I confuse it with the Ferris Bueller. Never had one lesson when he's playing clarinet, but that's not it.
It's Wedding Singer. And I think it's Machine that says it.
Okay. Yeah, I need to see that again. He played on stage for the first time at 13, a video recording of the performance of impressed Irving Azoff of Giant Records enough to sign him to a multiple record deal. And currently, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is married to Hannah Gibson, who is the daughter of actor Mel Gibson.
You'd think she'd be related to the Gibson guitar family, but right. It's the other Gibsons.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd think, right? That would be the feels like that would be the right Gibson.
The one you don't have to apologize for right. on occasion.
Exactly. In 1995, he released his debut album, Leadbetter Heights. It reached 108 on the Billboard Top 200, but number one on the blues charts. Corey Sterling sang on the album, and it was an immediate hit. Deja Voodoo, Aberdeen, and Born with a Broken Heart were released as singles. Even the names sound like blues songs. I mean, obviously, you know, Born with a Broken Heart. But I mean, even like Deja Voodoo feels like something.
Deja Voodoo is a great song, too.
It really is, yeah. Yeah, for sure. The next year, in 1996, he started a collaboration with singer Noah Hunt. I love Noah Hunt's voice. At first, actually, I thought that was Kenny Wayne Shepherd's voice just because he's so frequent in in his music. But I mean, you hear songs like Blue on Black. We'll talk about that song a lot. And Last Goodbye. I mean, there's a little bit of a Pat D'Anizio from the Smithereens sound to it, but it's a lot. It's a very full, rich vocal sound. And I just really, really like Noah Hunt's vocals.
I think it's great that he fell into the world of blues, but I also think he'd be a great like metal singer too.
Oh, totally. And I think there's even songs where that seems to come into play. So yeah, there you hear tastes of that every once in a while. In 1997, he released the album Trouble Is, which contained the number one single, Blue on Black. Other singles were Slow Ride, Somehow, Somewhere, Some Way, and Everything Is Broken. Ain't no use driving, ain't no use joking. Yeah, everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken legs, broken switches, broken games.
One of the things that I wanted to note on this album is that James Cotton, the legendary harmonica player, he played on the album. And he is awesome on this album.
What other bands has James Cotton played with?
He played a lot with the traditional blues guys. He's an older blues guy, traditional, straight up blues man. So he's awesome.
Sounds like a good get too, right? Like, you know, you got to be somebody to get this guy to play on your album. That's cool. The album contained two covers, I Don't Live Today, along with Everything Is Broken. Which actually was kind of a regular thing. Like you'd see one or two covers on each of these albums going forward, and you'd see songs that you look at the titles and think, "Oh, is that a cover?" And it turned out it wouldn't be. But there are a few like that. I noticed there was one that had "Oh, Pretty Woman," and I'm thinking, "All right, well, that's absolutely got to be a cover of the Roy Orbison song," and it totally wasn't. In 1999, he released the album Live On. Again, Noah Hunt was the vocalist on the album. I really, really liked this album.
So I thought it was Live On for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, I did too. And I was, you know, it's the tendency when we do these shows, if it's a big catalog, we'll skip live albums and compilations. I'm glad I didn't, because this is not just not a live album. It's a studio album, but it's, I think, my favorite of all of his albums.
Yes, it's really good. It's not my favorite, but it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, totally dug it. It also contained covers, Buddy Miles and Buddy Green songs on this one. And songs In Too Deep, no, it's not a cover of the Genesis song, Was and Last Goodbye were released as singles. The next album, in 2000, he played the guitar for the theme for the TV show or the cartoon Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
You know, I loved this. I always was a big fan. I think I'm a big fan of Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
And when I heard he did this, like, I knew he'd done it, but I'd forgotten he did it until I was doing the research. And so I pulled it back up and listened again. And it's great. So it proves that he's more than just a blues player.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm surprised we actually don't hear more or hear about more soundtrack work or secondary work like this, because great, talented artist, fantastic musician, and you'd think that people would like want to snatch him up and start using him for other projects. Mm-hmm. In 2004, he released the album The Place You're In. Kenny was the vocalist for this album. Alive and The Place You're In were released as singles, and this one reached 101 on the Billboard Top 200.
Smile, it's a brand new day. Roads take a turn, I think
In 2007, he released 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. This was a critically acclaimed CD and DVD collection, which documents his travels around the country to jam with and interview the last of the real, quote-unquote real, blues musicians. And he, because of this, he actually got to play with so many old blues legends.
Yeah, on this DVD he and this album, he plays with members of Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, Double Trouble. He played with Gatemouth Brown, B.B. King, Boogie McCain, Etta Baker, and many, many, many others.
That's cool. I wonder if this is streamable somewhere.
On the road, you know it ain't no time. I got one tonight.
Seems like it would be a really cool thing to see, like a great series, you know. Kind of like a series, kind of like that thing that
the Foo Fighters did, Sonic Highway.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Very, very similar.
And I got it before I'm going to do this now because we're in the middle of the show. Yeah. So it's not the end. It's not the beginning. People have to listen to it. I need to issue a correction.
Oh, okay.
Hunter was not the show that had Avery Brooks on it. Oh. It was Spencer for Hire.
Oh yeah, of course it was. He was Hawk.
Yes, and it was pointed out to me on Twitter, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so right. And so today I wanted to make sure I issued a correction.
Wow, I like that.
And thank the people on Twitter for being there for me to be the brain sometimes when I'm not thinking straight.
I like the mid-show ombudsman. It's just perfect. It's a great role.
And now back to our scheduled programming.
Now we rejoin Kenny Wayne Shepherd, already in progress. In September 2008, Fender Musical Instruments Corp. released the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Signature Series Stratocaster, because everything needs an S, designed exclusively by Kenny Wayne Shepherd himself.
I wonder if it was mostly plywood.
Because he has a song where he talked about that earlier in the show. Yes.
Those are called callbacks, Brian.
In 2010, he released the album Live in Chicago, and that also had a long list of amazing special guests.
Yeah, it has Willie Smith, Buddy Flett, and Brian Lee.
Cool. In 2011, he released the album How I Go. This one reached number 52 on the top 200 album chart. Number one, of course, on the blues charts, and also charted well in the UK and Switzerland. You don't think about Switzerland being a blues, like the blues capital of Europe, but sure enough it is.
Well, they like everything because they're impartial.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How I Go, by the way, had a great cover of Your Blues by the Beatles on there. And just looking to see a really cool instrumental at the end called Strut. You know what? I thought I made a note to include that in my playlist. I didn't. So it's going to be my hidden bonus track on my playlist. I'm not going to mention it when it comes time to do my playlist, but you listen to this part. So, you know, now, you know, Strut is the secret song.
And also, you know, more than anybody else that it's going to be played right here. So people get to hear.
See, that's how I know. That's how I go, Hammond. That's how I go. In 2013, he formed The Rides, a collaboration with Stephen Stills and Barry Goldberg. They released an album called Can't Get Enough. Stills called it the blues band of his dreams, and they got together and recorded a second album called Pierced Arrow in 2016. I didn't know about this.
So I didn't do any research on this, but is he talking about Adam's brother?
Adam Goldberg? Probably not. No, I don't think so. Even Big Tasty? That is the name. It would be Barry Goldberg. Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
That'd be his blues name.
His rap name. I don't know about his blues name.
Oh, that'd be JTP.
JTP.
And
they're like a third, maybe a quarter of the people in our audience got all those jokes. But they're really good. In 2014, he released the album Going Home. This one went to number 25 on the top 200 and number one on the blues charts. I'm trying to remember what the covers were. I'm going to pull it up because this one I felt like for a minute, I thought it was going to be a total cover album. Born Under a Bad Sign, House is Rockin'. Is that it? I think, You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. Yeah, it's funny. When I looked at the playlist or the song list, the track list on this one, I thought, oh, this one's just going to be a straight up cover album. Was thinking that it was, you know, just a bunch of songs, some of which I didn't recognize as being covers. But no, there are, actually, I'm taking a look at the list here. I take that back. I think these are all covers because it's Palace of the King is Leon Russell and Donald Duck Dunn. Walter Jacobs, Willie Dixon did the Love the Life I Live. Stevie Ray Vaughan, The House is Rockin'. We knew that one. Breaking Up Somebody's Home, Al Jackson Jr. Yeah, I mean, these are all blues, classic blues covers. So there you go. Here's this cover album.
Well, and also with a title like Going Home, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it does, right? Like going home to pay tribute to the bands that influenced him. Just slapping my wrist that I did not recognize this as a cover album earlier on. So shame on me. In 2017, he released the album Lay It On Down. This one went to number 34 on the Billboard Top 200. And again, as usual, a place that he knows very well, number one on the blues charts.
So I feel like he's quietly been exceedingly successful on the album charts, the mainstream album charts.
Yeah.
And the blues charts, of course, he's blowing it up.
Yeah.
But it's very weird that more people don't talk about him with the levels of his success he's been having.
Yeah, it is funny because, I mean, he should be uttered in the same breath as, you know, not when you're talking about blues legends like Buddy Guy and Muddy Waters and Clarence Gatemouth Brown and folks like that. But maybe, you know, certainly in names like in newer blues names like Johnny Lang, I mean, kind of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I still feel is like this blues god. He can't really compare anybody to Stevie Ray Vaughan, but certainly Kenny Wayne Shepherd, of all the blues artists that I can think of right now, which isn't a lot of them, he should be first and foremost, or at least near the top, and always mentioned when you're talking about current blues musicians.
Yeah, I mean, and even in mainstream music, he still should be brought up because he's consistently a big producer.
I wonder if there's some hesitancy on that because there were a couple albums where maybe there was a slight blues foundation, but there was so much fusion of something else on top of it. I mean, the that How I Go album, or not How I Go, but Live On or Live On.
Live on.
Felt like it had moved away from being a straight blues album and was kind of a rock album. Trouble is, I think even more so. I think that that might be something that throws into consideration why he doesn't always get mentioned as a blues guitarist, when especially some of his more famous songs are not really blues songs.
Well, and then the argument goes that Zac Brown probably isn't really a country band.
Right. Oh, no, it could be, and especially with some of those mid albums. But Blue on Black, I mean, that's definitely not a blues song when you hear it. But it's in a catalog of a guy who's released a lot of great blues songs.
And lyrically, it's a blues song. Mm-hmm. But musically, it's not quite so rooted in blues.
Right. It feels like an alternative rocker.
But,
yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some statistics and general notes. We talked about all of his charting positions, but tell us more, Hammond.
In 1995, from 1995 on, he took 7 singles to the top 10 and holds the record for the longest running album on the blues charts with Trouble Is. He was been nominated for 5 Grammys. He's won 2 Billboard Music Awards. He's won 2 Blues Awards. And he also has won 2 Orville H. Gibson Awards. He's opened for Van Halen. He's played with Johnny Lang. He's opened for the Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, Bob Dylan, the Eagles, and B.B. King. So lots of diversity in there.
Totally. Yeah. Jeez.
In fact, I was just talking to my brother-in-law about this show yesterday, and he remembers seeing Kenny Wayne Shepherd open for Van Halen when they were on tour 1 year.
See, and you know what would be really cool about that is is if they do the thing where they bring him out to play guitar on a couple tracks later on. I think any of these artists, Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, Dylan, it'd be really, really cool to have him come out and do a couple songs with the band. It'd be a perfect fit.
Have Johnny Lang step in on Gimme Shelter.
There you go. Oh, see, that'd be cool. Yeah. It'd be really cool. All right. So speaking of seeing Kenny Wayne Shepherd in concert, neither of us have, but if we were to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd in concert, did I say Johnny Lang? No, I did say Kenny Wayne Shepherd, right?
I think so.
Yeah. If we were to see Kenny in concert, does his full set, then goes in the back. Yeah, thank you. Been great. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. And the lights don't come up and everybody's clapping. And then they get into a rhythm of clapping. And then finally the lights come back up on stage. And he says, all right, we got a couple more for you, because we know this is the one you came here to hear.
Yeah.
What is that song, Hammond?
Well, I've never seen him in concert. I'm only familiar with a few of his things.
Right.
One of his songs wasn't his that I was familiar with.
Right.
So it's Muddy Jesus. No, I'm kidding. It's Blue on Black. It's the only one that it could be. Skin, get you.
Yep, and that is what it is. Although, it's not as much a slam dunk as you might think. So he's performed that 194 times in concert. However, Voodoo Child, Slight Return by Jimi Hendrix, covers like his second most popular song.
Wow.
And one that he hasn't released on a studio album, surprisingly. He's only played two times less than Blue on Black. So with the exception of a couple performances, he's playing Blue on Black and he's playing Voodoo Child. So there you go. Then there is a big jump. Deja Voodoo, I'm a King Bee, Never Looking Back, True Lies, Heat of the Sun, Born with a Broken Heart, The House is Rocking, and You Done Lost Your Good Thing Now. So we know that he covers Jimi Hendrix in concert, and we know he covers a lot of other artists, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Muddy Waters and the Beatles and all these other musicians. But who else would we like to hear him cover? What song specifically would we like to hear him cover? I go first. And I was thinking about Noah Hunt's voice, and I originally wrote in here, because you can tell how early I thought about this, that it was Kenny Wayne Shepherd's voice. No, it's Noah Hunt's voice reminds me a tiny bit of Michael Stipe. Michael Stipe from REM. I think Michael's is a little bit reedier, a little bit thinner, doesn't have the full richness that Noah Hunt's voice does, but very similar in tone. And I thought, all right, well, what REM song would be really cool to hear Kenny Wayne Shepherd cover? And all the ones I could think of were either too up-tempo, like Shiny Happy People, or What's the Frequency, Kenneth, or too sad, like Everybody Hurts. But thinking about some of their older stuff, their earlier catalog, Driver 8, I think would be a really good one, because that one's got such a great guitar line. I think it would lend itself really well to a Kenny Wayne Shepherd song.
It would. You're actually really good. Actually, even some of those ones you mentioned that might be too up-tempo,
yeah,
I could see them bluesing up Frequency Kenneth.
That one, okay. That one I could see, but I certainly couldn't see Shiny Happy People or...
No, Losing My Religion might be a good one.
The One I Love would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My pick is actually a little bit of a deep cut of a Metallica tune. It's off of Reload, I think, and it's called Where the Wild Things Are. Every time I play this song for people, they always like, what's this new Metallica song? And I'm like, it's not new. It's been around since the late 90s. Just no one listened to Reload enough to get to the second side, I guess. It really is an awesome song, though. And I really think that Kenny Wayne Shepherd could really take a solid run at this and kind of watchtower it and make it his own. And with Noah singing, I really think they could take a really unique bluesy twist on this and turn it on its ear and make it their own really, really easily.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to hear that. That sounds really cool. Let's go ahead and get to our playlist here. This is where we pick a set of songs. Now, to my knowledge, I don't think there is a Kenny Wynn Shepherd Greatest Hits album.
No, but I steered away from them.
I steered away from a couple. I steered into one of them, just straight into one of them, but whatever. All right. So the first track in my playlist is the song Last Goodbye.
Tried to hold me down. Time was just a fist of change, tossed in the water just in case you ever came around. I could lose myself.
This is the, you know, when I said there were two songs that I was familiar with, one was Blue on Black, the other one was Last Goodbye, and I just couldn't not include it on my list. There's a great radio station out here called KBCO, and back in the day, back when which album was this? This was
Live On.
When this album was released, 1999, KBCO was playing, you know, they were playing what they wanted to play, and they played this track, and I just got hooked on it. Last Goodbye. Oh, it says it right there next to it, by the way. I wrote the album right next to where I put Last Goodbye. So
I wasn't going to bring that up, but that's actually where I got the information.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually. Anyway, it's just a really, really good song. It's a slower one, but it's a good build, and it really showcases Noah Hunt's vocals. The next one is a song called Looking Back from the album Going Home.
She wore such a beautiful smile. She must have been a beautiful child. Man, she was also neat. An angel from her head to her feet. And I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at.
Man, this is the very definition of boogie woogie blues. I love it, and I do like the lyrical hook of "Girl walks by, I'm looking back to see if she's looking back to see if I'm looking back at her." I love it. It's such a classic hook. It's so cool. The next track is one called "You Should Know Better." This one is also from Live On. Man, this is just a rocker. It's just a straightforward, pedal to the metal, full speed ahead rock and roll song. And yeah, maybe not blues, but whatever. I've got some blues in here, so it's fine. It's totally fine. I can have a non-blues song, but this one is just a total rocker.
That's okay. I have a non-blues song coming up too.
Good. As we should. We should appreciate everything. The next one is Who's Gonna Catch You Now? This one is from the album How I Go.
Every time you started sinking, are you ready to do it alone?
Who's gonna go out and find you when you're lost?
Listen, every Brian list needs a ballad, and this is the one for this list. There are some great harmonies on this one. It's probably the closest thing to, I'm going to bring up Extreme for the second time in a row on Soundography, but it feels like an Extreme. It feels like more than words, so that's fine. I can live with it.
At least it's not Wholehearted.
Wholehearted?
Yeah. The other acoustic Extreme song on that album.
Oh. See, I know the one more than words, and I know that's the only one I know. So mentioning any other.
Wow. So that makes me the Extreme expert?
Yes,
expert.
You are.
You're the Extreme.
You're the Extreme fan on this show. And then the last one is one that's not on any of his studio albums. It is a cover of Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer, actually originally done by the Johnny Winter Group, but Rick Derringer's got the most famous cover of that. And it is from an album called American Made, World Played, which was a Les Paul guitar tribute album.
Rock and roll, hoochie
and also features Edgar Winter. And it is such a great bluesy take on rock and roll Hoochie Coo. They change up the tempo. It's in a different cadence, and it's just so cool. So that is my number five on my list.
My first one is One Foot on the Path from Leadbetter Blues. He's taken the straight 12 bar blues, he added some funk, and then left enough airspace in there as far as the roominess of the song. So he's not always playing, he's not always singing. It's just sometimes there's a groove, and it makes you want to jump up and do whatever you do in the empty spaces. So it makes you want to play along, which is a really cool thing for a musician to be able to do.
Totally.
Where he's inspiring you to jump up and join in. My second one is called True Lies, and it's from Trouble Is. I really, really enjoy that riff, that lick that's kind of in charge of this song, because it just keeps going and it drives it, the energy through this song. It's a great example of his guitar skills and how he can write a hook and it doesn't get repetitive or silly, but it just continues this momentum forward.
Hmm. That's cool. No relation to the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, of course.
No,
right? This wasn't the theme.
No, it would have been shot in the blockbuster. Come on, Captain Marvel joke.
Shot in the blockbuster? Oh, the blockbuster. I was waiting for you to finish that sentence. It would have been shot in the blockbuster.
By Carol Danvers. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, because she shoots the cardboard cutout.
Wow. Okay.
I know. No, it just didn't. Come on now.
That's even one of my more relevant jokes. It's not one of my obscure timeliness.
Well, it is relevant in time. More recent, but... But it's like, if you mention True Lies to me, that's maybe like the 19th or 20th thing in my list that I can say about True Lies.
All right. Well, moving on. Shotgun Blues from Live On. This is a song that I have played live. I love this song. And the harmonica thing that they have going on in this is just awesome. It's this nasty old blues harmonica. And it sounds like the speaker has been beat to hell. And the harmonica player is just out there just abusing the microphone and the speaker. And it's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Then Alive, The Place You're In. Threw it all away. Live, baby, live. While you still can, I can change the world, baby, if you let me be your man. I wanna get you out of the place. I'm sure I've either forgot the apostrophe. Yes, I forgot the apostrophe. Mm-hmm. This is blues by way of Soundgarden with a little pinch of Dream Theater in for good measure.
Snuck it in there, didn't you?
I did, but it's relevant because there's some little guitar things he does in the song that prove that he's not just a 12 bar blues guy, that he actually has some real technical prowess.
Yeah, and this was one of those albums that had a lot of rock stuff in. Is this the one that has that strut song with Kid Rock?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's some rock in this thing. Not strut, spank.
Spank, yep, that's it, yeah.
Spank.
They also work really well to keep your tummy tucked in when you're wearing tight pants.
Okay, that reference I got.
See, now I can't cut the other reference because of this one.
You have to keep them both in.
So you actually just made my editing job easier.
Oh, good. Glad I could help.
And then the last one I picked was I Love the Life I Live from Going Home.
So if you see me and you think I'm wrong, don't worry about me, just leave me alone. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill.
Kim Wilson, we covered him a couple seasons ago or season ago on Soundography. I love this guy's harmonica work. It adds so much to the song. And also Joe Walsh shows up on this track. So it's awesome.
Wow, cool. I like Joe Walsh. And there's that Eagles thing. Like he, you know, opening up for the Eagles made this connection that he can now play or pull them in to play with them. There are a lot of guest vocalists and guest guitarists you see listed on his album. So it's cool.
Yeah. He tends to kind of be almost like the Dave Grohl of blues.
Oh, wow.
Because he gathers in people and supports them and helps them and does projects with them because he can.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And he's made a name for himself. So people are just like, oh yeah, sure. I'll do it. Whatever you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll play 20 minutes of harmonica in your studio for fun.
Hell yeah. No kidding. Very good. Well, that is Kenny Wayne Shepherd in a nutshell, in a Soundography shell anyway. Hey, we want to know what you think of this episode. Email us at soundographypodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the Soundography. You can visit us online. Our website is soundography.com. You figured that out already, I hope. You can check out our playlist on our website. In every single episode that we've uploaded, our playlist is there on Spotify, if those songs are available on Spotify. You can also find a link to Amazon where you can buy the songs you hear. There's no greatest hits album, so I'll probably link to either The Place You're In or Live On. Both of those are great albums, I think.
Yeah, and I think Live On might be, just because we pick so many songs from it.
Yeah, I think so too. You and I, we both
I picked one and you had like two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good album. I almost pulled more, but and then of course you can help support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/soundography. Next week, oh, I guess in reviews too. Hey, leave your reviews at iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. Leave a review for us and help other people discover the show. All right, let's talk about next week. Next week is the new wave of British heavy metal, or as we like to call it, NWOBHM. NWOBHM. So this is going to be, I mean, I know Iron Maiden is going to be in this list. Judas Priest, who else is going to be in this
list? Oh, early Def Leppard counts. Then we get bands like Budgie and, Diamond Head, Venom, Jagdpanzer, Tigers of Pantang. Witchfinder General, Jaguar.
Cool.
Yeah. Lots of things people might have known.
Yeah. No,
they're also, I'll be honest with you, there are other band names that are there, but I'm saving them for the notes so that Brian can read them live.
Perfect. Oh, I can't wait to read off a list. It's going to sound like that, speaking of SNL, that SNL skit with the fake bands. Lemon Party, Exploding Donkey, and Gund.
You're not that far off.
No, I know. I can't wait. Gund with a G. I'm saying it very carefully. Is always in that list of bands they rattle off to. Anyway, that is going to do it for this edition of Soundography. Thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of Hammond Chamberlain, this is Brian Ibbett saying we'll see you next time right here on Soundography.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.